American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. How is former President Donald Trump preparing for tonight's debate with Vice President Harris? Vox's Aisha Hosseini reports.
Trump has been getting help from his debate coaches, and that is Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz and former presidential hopeful Tulsi Gabbard. Gabbard says Trump will speak to female voters tonight by talking about what matters most to them. That's issues like crime and safety, like the economy, childcare, housing. The campaign says if he can recreate that June debate with President Biden, then it will surely be a success. We're going to see a bunch of surrogates here in the spin room tonight. That includes Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, as well as RFK Jr.
The debate airs at 9 p.m. Eastern, and AFN will have coverage this evening. Life has not been easy for African Americans in Chicago under the Biden-Harris administration, and there are signs discontent is growing. Republicans are hoping that translates to record support in November. Here's AFN Steve Jordahl.
An unidentified black woman is going viral for a rant she went on at a recent Chicago City Council meeting. She was fed up with illegal immigrants getting preferential treatment to American citizens in the Windy City, and she knew exactly who to blame.
In the words of Malcolm X, who told us that the white liberal is the worst enemy to the black man.
Yes. She said she was done with the Democrat Party and told the council to save themselves and their seats and leave too. She said they have a lousy candidate for president anyway.
The number one function of a president is to be the commander-in-chief. You tell me anything about a Kamala Harris that looks like she can protect this country.
Donna Jackson of Project 21 says the woman has very good reason to be upset by the immigrant crisis.
There are a number of people who have been waiting for housing, sometimes on a waiting list for 8 to 10 years. And you have illegal immigrants who come into the city and get 2 years free rent, and they're automatically given housing.
She says there's change in the wind. She's getting calls
from black liberals who never had ever seen themselves ever voting conservative until now.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The National Hurricane Center says a hurricane watch is in effect for metropolitan New Orleans. A hurricane warning is in effect for the Louisiana coast from Cameron eastward to Grand Isle. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome.
And I want to focus here on New Orleans. Don't be infatuated with where the exact center might move. The center could even move to your west, and you still could get those hurricane force winds. So go ahead and start getting prepared. Make sure you're being prepared for potential power outages, too, as you consider the risk to your area.
Francine is expected to bring 4 to 8 inches of rainfall with local amounts to 12 inches across eastern Louisiana, Mississippi, far southern Alabama, and the western Florida panhandle through Friday morning. A federal appeals court upheld a lower court ruling that blocks Arizona from enforcing a 2022 law that bans biological males from playing on girls' school sports teams. In a decision yesterday, a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals said the lower court judge didn't make an error in concluding that before puberty, there are no significant differences between boys and girls in athletic performance. More details revealed about Sunday's encounter between Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill and police during which he was handcuffed ahead of a game against the Jaguars. Here's Fox's Dana Marie McNichol.
The officers didn't officially and initially know who the wide receiver was, according to the Police Benevolent Association. You hear him say, "Take me to jail, do what you gotta do." Hill was pulled over by Miami-Dade police as he was driving to Hard Rock Stadium for the game on Sunday. Police say Hill was speeding and was not wearing a seatbelt. They say this situation was escalated by Hill's own behavior. Miami Dolphins did release a statement saying that they're saddened about this aggressive behavior towards Tyreek Hill, his lawyers filing, and looking towards any legal action.
Hill says he has no idea why the cops pulled him over. And you can find more news online at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.